question. Peter Brimlow is an immigrant, but understand clearly, he's not one of those that Stephen Moore characterized as a worker. He's like the rest of us. He has his BA from the University of Sussex. He came to the U.S. on a Fulbright, the only known thing that the senator ever did for his country. He's been a securities analyst, but what he really is one of the finest journalists we have. He's at Forbes mainly now, but for John O'Sullivan, whom I just located, I was making a joke about you, I hope you heard it, National Review, he wrote what is one of the best and most influential articles in recent years on this subject, Peter Brimlow.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. What time do you want me to finish? One of the problems with immigrants, of course, is that they speak with funny accents and nobody can understand them, particularly when they've just had their time cut in half. So, if any of you don't understand, please raise a fiery cross and I'll try to respond. I feel uniquely qualified, really, to talk about the obligations of U.S. citizenship because I have, in fact, just become one, so I can tell you what they ask you. They ask me... It took me a long time to get up the courage to tell my mother that's the problem. They asked me, what country did the U.S. break away from in 1776? She said, I guess you know that. I did know that. But I was relieved. I thought they were going to ask me about the name of some obscure American boxer. I'm not interested in sport. The great thing about immigration, as Steve said, is that you get to argue about with your friends. It's even better than arguing with your wife. It seems to me that immigration is an issue on which reasonable men can disagree. I say reasonable men because I never expect to hold public office, so I don't have to worry about this reasonable person stuff. But we can also agree. We can agree on this, for example. I think this goes directly to what George was saying earlier. Sam Donaldson on, I think all of us here will be uneasy about this. Sam Donaldson on This Week with David Brinkley. Native-born in 1993, native-born Americans don't have any more right to this country, in my view, than people who came here yesterday. Yesterday, not 5 years, which is what you need to get citizenship. Yesterday. Cokie Roberts, that's right. I think that's no way to run a railroad. I have another quote from Cokie Roberts, which goes directly to what George was saying. She's spoken out very forcefully in favor against the term limitation movement. Somebody's waving his arms back there. Is this a fiery cross? Can you not hear? Okay, I'll try and speak more slowly. She's spoken out very forcefully against the term limitation movement. She says that some experienced souls are necessary in Congress to provide institutional memory. She says, to say that we want only non-professionals governing us is to show a basic disrespect for government. And although that sentiment may be popular, it is dangerous. And this is the particularly important part. We have nothing binding us together as a nation, no common ethnicity, no history, religion, or even language, except the Constitution and the situations it created, unquote. Now, what she means, I don't think Cokie Roberts would recognize the Constitution if it bit her on the big toe. What she means is what the political elite happens to want by the Constitution. And of course, this is completely untrue. America has considerable continuity. It is, in fact, I think, a nation. I'm just cutting frantically here. Let's look at what reasonable people can agree on. We can agree, I stipulate, that immigration can be a good thing. It can be a good thing. It's a great benefit to the US that it can get skilled people if it feels like it. At the same time, we can also agree that it's not that much of a good thing. And here I think Steve is just not looking at literature. I mean, the literature, the economic history is very clear that the impact of immigration is marginal in the US. The consensus is that it didn't increase per capita growth after 1850. The tremendous wave of immigration after 1850 did not increase per capita growth in the US. It didn't even increase overall growth that much. by a factor of maybe 5 to 15 years worth of growth. This is very surprising to me. I'm doing a book on this subject right now, just like Steve. I was astounded to find this, but that's what the literature reflects. Why do economists not reflect this when Steve polls them? It's because they're almost human. Economists are almost human. I've seen similar polls taken on rent control, and you find exactly the same result, that economists will not follow the logic of their analysis when it comes to something which is highly politicized. We can also, and Julian agrees with this. I've got Julian Simon to agree to this. The point is that immigration is a luxury for the US, it's not a necessity. And the reason is very simple. Labour is just not that important as a factor of production. And that's why the Japanese have been able to grow so fast since 1955, for example, 10 times as opposed to the US 3 times, although they have virtually no immigration at all. I think if I can get Julian to agree to that, Julian Simon to agree to that, I ought to get Steve to agree to it. I think another point is, and I think Steve has conceded this already, that while we can like immigration in principle, what we're looking at is immigration in practice. And the 65 Act and the subsequent policy has had some very dramatic effects, both in terms of the way it skews immigration inflow and its tremendous effect on skill levels. Immigrants, on balance, now are less skilled than the native-born in the 1990 census shows. I don't think Steve's looking at literature here. I would say the most prominent economist is George Borjas, who is a Cuban immigrant. And his work does show, he's been looking at 1970 since the census, and that's what his work shows. Of course, we can all agree, it's not the immigrants' fault that a lot of these problems like welfare, participation, and so on occur. It's not the immigrants' fault. It is the fault of the fifth-generation pin-headed liberals, and so on and so forth. But, you know, that's like saying we've got a cold, and we say to ourselves, well, there's a thunderstorm outside, and if we didn't have this cold, we could go out into the thunderstorm. So we're going to go out into the thunderstorm anyway, even though we've got the cold, and we get pneumonia. You can get two problems interacting here, and you have to deal with them both. Finally, I'd say we can all of us agree that America is a nation state in general, and America in particular, is an interlacing of ethnicity and culture. It's neither exclusively one, it's not exclusively political, as Corky Roberts thinks, and it's not exclusively ethnic. Both matter. Now, the important thing about immigration, when you're thinking about immigration to a nation state, is how effective assimilation is. And that's a function of the numbers coming in. It's a function of the time involved. And it's a function of the type, how dissimilar the immigrants are from people coming in already. I could play a very elaborate statistical game with Steve, but I'm afraid you'll have to wait until my book comes out, because I've only got to zero time left now. But the fundamental point to grasp is this. The Census Bureau said that in 2050, when my little boy, Aduva child, is going to be 59 years old, the US will have a population of 390 million. 130 million of those will be the descendants of post-1970 immigrants and the immigrants themselves. 130 million will be immigrants and their descendants. If it wasn't for this immigration, which is all brought about by public policy, the US population would stabilize. That's a remarkable thing for public policy to do, particularly when there's no real economic need for it. The US could grow perfectly well without immigration. Now, I know people like Steve are highly optimistic about this. They think that the strain on American institutions is not that serious and that it's happened before, although the numbers don't indicate that, not on that scale. And they may be right. But all I can say, ladies and gentlemen, is that they'd better be. Thanks very much.